with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Speaker Mike Johnson was reelected to the top post of the House in a stunning floor vote on the opening day of Congress on Friday, securing the gavel on the first ballot. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
But the vote did not come without drama. Republicans Ralph Norman of South Carolina and Keith Zelt of Texas had initially voted for candidates other than Johnson. Norman voted for Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio and Zelt voted for Representative Byron Donalds of Florida. The clerk, though, held open the vote. After negotiations with Johnson, Norman and Zelt made their way to the front of the chamber and switched to support Johnson. The vote is also a victory for President-elect Donald Trump, who had endorsed Johnson and was instrumental in rallying Republicans around the speaker. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
It looks like the flu season is fully underway.
Flu is taking off, with 40 states reporting high or very high levels of flu-like illness last week. COVID and other viruses are also in the mix, but most of the illness increase is being attributed to flu. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there are several seasonal flu strains out there. Last week's flu activity was particularly intense in the South, Southwest, and Western U.S. U.S. health officials recommend that everyone 6 months and older get an annual flu vaccination, and they say it's not too late to get that shot. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Law enforcement officials say the man who rammed a truck into a New Year's crowd had suspected bomb-making materials at his home and reserved the rental vehicle used in the attack weeks earlier. Officials told the Associated Press that Shamsuddin Jabbar purchased a cooler and gun oil before the attack. 14 people died in that attack and dozens more were injured. On Wall Street, the Dow by 339 points. This is SRN News. The Amish come through for storm victims in North Carolina.
The image of the Amish barn raising is almost a cliche in the minds of most Americans, but the old order's building skills are no joke. In hurricane-ravaged Boone, a team of 60 Amish volunteers completed construction of 12 tiny homes in 48 hours. All this while the Federal Emergency Management Agency continues struggling to help people who were stricken back in September. The Amish house builders all hail from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism surged in the U.S. last year, and 2025 is not getting off to a good start. A large crowd of Palestinian protesters rallied in New York City on New Year's Day, calling for violent attacks on Israel. Online video shows some of the protesters shouting anti-Semitic slurs, along with vows to drive all Jews out of the Holy Land. The flags of both Hamas and Hezbollah were on display. SRN News. North Carolina's new governor has signed five executive orders related to the devastating flooding in the western part of that state.
Two of Governor Josh Stein's orders are aimed at speeding up the establishment of temporary housing and accelerating repairs to private roads and bridges. Other orders create new state agencies to manage the recovery and oversee the rebuilding of destroyed or damaged homes. Stein succeeded fellow Democrat Roy Cooper, took the oath of office on Wednesday. Rich Thomason reporting.
Authorities and residents in Hawaii are wondering whether a New Year's Eve explosion that killed three people and wounded more than 20 will dampen the state's enthusiasm for illegal pyrotechnic displays. In recent years, occasions large and small have provided an excuse for residents across the state to set off increasingly sophisticated fireworks. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.